And Brian Finn has the business news.
Anya, thank you. Lots of data on the economic front yesterday between the ECB rate cut and a bounce back in corporate tax receipts. Let's have a word with economist Simon Barry. Starting with the growth figure, Simon, a return to GDP growth in Q1 after a flat 2023. Was it a fairly broad-based recovery?
I think that's right, Brian. So we did see a resumption of positive GDP growth, which was welcome because we had had five quarters where it contracted and by over 9% in total. So a return to positive growth was welcome. But not only did we get a return to positive growth in the headline GDP metric, but it's also clear from the figures released from the CSO yesterday that the domestic economy is what's making that return to positive growth possible. So measures such as modified domestic demand, as well as the measures of output of domestic focused sectors, both were the main drivers of what saw the overall picture pick up and improve in Q1, which is welcome news.
And multinationals still bouncing back from a weak year last year, but perhaps a better outlook there in the months ahead from the corporate tax receipts. Quite a bounce back in that measure in May. Does that bode well for the rest of the year?
I think it does potentially, Brian, because May is the third most important month of the year for corporation tax. So typically accounts itself alone for 13% of the full year total. So the fact that the May figures were so strong, I think, does augur well potentially. I mean, there's always volatility and we don't need any further reminders of that given the huge swings we've had over recent months and quarters. But the effect of what happened yesterday and the bounce back that came through in the figures was a sharp drop that had been the case earlier in the year has now taken us back to flat after what was a very strong month of May.
Multinationals, of course, are major employers here. Some softness showing through in the labour market in recent months. Is that perhaps just an overdue relaxation of what was a very tight labour market?
I think that's partly what's happening here. So the labour market went through a period of really, really exceptional strength. And, you know, the numbers unemployed have reached, numbers employed rather, have reached record levels over 2.7 million. And last year rose by a further 3.5%. So what's happening, I think, is that the pace of growth is moderating. And that's not particularly unexpected or a major surprise. But it is worth keeping an eye on because the labour market does offer a relatively clean read on what's happening in the economy. And the pace of growth in the first quarter has slipped a little bit below 2%, and it's been about 11 years since the pace of employment growth was at that kind of level. If we park the pandemic period, so there is a moderation coming through. Nothing to be alarmed about at all. The labour market is still in very, very healthy shape, but definitely one to keep an eye on.
A very quick word on the ECB, Simon. A quarter point cut as expected yesterday. Are we looking at many more for the rest of the year, do you think?
So I think potentially, yes. I think the main message, I think, from yesterday's press conference given by the ECB president was that if the economy evolves in line with the ECB's expectation, in other words, if the incoming news doesn't present any further surprises on inflation, especially measures of underlying inflation, such as measures excluding food and energy and services, and also on wages. So barring kind of further negative surprises there, and if they develop further confidence that inflation will indeed return to target as they expect in 18 to 24 months' time, I think we can potentially look forward to rates coming down possibly in September and possibly again further in December. Those months are months in which the ECB Governing Council has an update of the staff projections. So they're natural kind of milestone points for them to check in to see how things are evolving.
And we'll be hearing from Central Bank Governor Gabriel Macleuch later in the programme. But for now, economist Simon Barry, thank you very much indeed.